WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that.
Leroy's Body Shop.
A good morning. 7:36, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Hey, what's up, dude? Good morning.
We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit, but let's get right to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. You got to check out Joey C's. I don't know if you know this or not, but they're effing amazing. I'm going to say it. Obviously, they are still open. You can give them a call, 925-1188. Call in your order ahead. They can check out the menu online. They are going to be open on Easter Sunday as well. So if you don't feel like cooking on Easter Sunday, Jesus loves pizza, man. That's why he rose from the dead to get some sweet za, bro.
He turned bread into pizza. I don't know.
No. He turned water into wine, which is perfect to have with your Italian meal from Joey C's. There you go.
There you go.
I'll handle it, Hunter. I'll handle the hyperboles or whatever. The stories. Anyway, they also have dining deal certificates as well. $10 certificates for just $5. So save some money, get some amazing food, and you'll be very, very happy with Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you? Your topic for today, if you could be stuck in quarantine with one celebrity, who would you pick? Sorry, Hunter and I aren't available.
Right.
You like that?
Enough of us in the morning. They can't wait to get away.
Yeah. It's like, what? No, I don't want him in my house. That's horrible. Do you have a celebrity you'd be stuck in quarantine with?
Yeah. Well, what's her name? I watched the movie Growing Ups yesterday. No. It was 2 days ago. And then yesterday we came up with this topic and I'm like, you know what? What's that girl's name that's Adam Sandler's wife in the movie Grown Ups? Holy smokes.
Salma Hayek, bro.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
I'm right there with you, buddy. I am on board with that answer. How would your wife take to having hot-ass Salma Hayek, though, in the house?
She's still sleeping. That's why I can talk about it right now. Absolutely. She wouldn't take too kindly to that.
So I shouldn't send this audio to her when we're all done.
No, please don't. We were recording the promo yesterday, and I said Salma Hayek in the promo yesterday.
Yeah.
And then I almost cut Brock off. I'm like, yeah, does that make me look like an ass? He's like, no, it's a joke. You wouldn't actually go, you know. So I kind of felt bad, but you know what? Hey, you know what? If somebody asked her the question, she would say Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Or that dude, the Aquaman guy.
Yeah, you know? Jason Momoa. Exactly. Women can say I want Magic Mike in here dancing around shirtless.
You know who she's in love with? She talks about all the time.
Me?
All the time. John Cena.
Yeah.
She's like, man, can you get me a John Cena shirt? Because I went to a WWE event through the radio a couple years ago. Can you bring me? I'm like, damn you, John Cena. You and your short arms.
That'd be terrible. You can't see him.
Oh, God.
Anyway, who's a wrestling fan knows that reference. I think Salma Hayek.
He's sleeping with my wife.
He's right there. I see him in the flesh. I think Salma Hayek is a great answer. It is a great, great answer. Gosh,
she was like 53?
Think about it. You guys are, she's 50, 53, 54. Think about this, too. After enough time, you could probably wear your wife down, and then you got yourself a threesome with your wife and Salma Hayek. Bing, bang, boom, son.
Dude. No, you are effing dreaming right now. You need to wake up.
I think about it. You're stuck. We're stuck in quarantine. Eventually, people are gonna just start exploring each other. You know,
start experimenting.
Yeah,
if you will.
Yeah. And you picked a perfect one. Do you want to know
the thing,
mine?
Though, is you can't have anybody else in your house because it's quarantine, Brock. Well, it's got to be a family member. So it's perfect for the South.
It's oh, good God. You're my sister. We're not obeying all of the rules in that sense. Let's say it started at the beginning of the quarantine, all right?
Okay. All right.
Do you want to hear mine?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, because I'm not a piece of garbage and a terrible husband, I'm not going to pick some hot bags.
Hey, if it's Aaron Rodgers, let's just go to break.
Aaron Rodgers would be a very good choice, but it's not Aaron Rodgers. I would pick Will Ferrell, and here's why. Will Ferrell, because you'd be entertained constantly. You imagine just hanging out with Will Ferrell, like, Will, do something funny. Hey, Will, act out a scene from Step Brothers. Like, it'd be awesome. You could act out that or like Adam Sandler. I think a comedian would be awesome.
What if he gets all of his comedy and all of his shenanigans out on screen? And then when you hang out with him in quarantine, he's just like the dullest.
He's just a dud.
Plain.
Right.
That would be terrible.
Come on, Will. Do something. Make me laugh.
Yeah, come on. Dance, clown. I just judging by interviews, I feel like he would be just a great guy to hang out with, maybe play Scattergories with. You know, keep the wife laughing, which is good during these hard times, you know.
The only problem is he would send the drummer from Chili Peppers to take his place, and you wouldn't know the difference.
Damn it. Is that Chad Smith? Come on. This is ridiculous, man. That or, you know, maybe like if I was going to say it like Brad Pitt, because if my wife is going to be stuck with some hot dude in Brad Pitt, I wouldn't mind doing the old Devil's Three-Way with Brad Pitt and Kiki, so... Just saying, out of all the dudes.
You're picking a bunch of dudes, man.
Because, again, I'm a good husband. I'm trying to take care of my wife.
Why are you the one that has to get worn down? Why can't you pick a chick and wear her down?
I'm sorry that I'm not like you and want to have some hot chick in my house. That's rude, Hunter. That's rude. You know, you need a good talking to by your wife.
No, she's got her bananas. I got my Selma.
Look, you get your bananas, I get Selma. It works. It's a fair trade. Oh, my God, that's terrible. All right, we're going to be back in a few with more of your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day.
Yeah, dude.
7:48, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's up? Good morning.
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. If you could be stuck in quarantine with one celebrity, who would you pick? Let's see. Kristen said Anderson Cooper. He's funny, smart, and entertaining. That's good. He give you the news.
No. That's the last person I would want to be. Anderson Cooper, really? Come on.
Hey, he might not be bad.
What? You get enough CNN sitting there talking about Corona?
That's the only thing I do agree with there. It's like you have a news guy, you can always get news on TV, you know? I want to pick someone that'll take your mind off of it. So let's see. Laura said, I'm picking Johnny Depp. Ooh. And then her husband is picking Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves would be pretty dope to hang out with. I think that'd just be
Keanu would be.
You know, just kind of hang out, chill guy.
He's just an interesting guy. I feel like, I mean, you've seen those videos on YouTube of him sitting in the subways, just kind of chilling, letting other people sit down in his seat. Nice gentleman. He just seems like an interesting guy. Really, I think he would be very quiet, and I think he would... He'd be very attentive and answer everything you would ask him.
I mean, you know, you could go on an excellent adventure with him too. So you know, see what I did there.
Essential adventure.
Essential adventure. There you go. Nice, good reference from yesterday. Kayla said Seth Rogen willing to bet he has some pretty good weed. That's a safe bet. Yeah. That's a safe bet.
100%.
TJ said Betty White. She's probably got enough stories to keep me entertained for a month. That's true. But more than likely, she's going to end up getting the coronavirus from you, and you're going to end up killing Betty White. She's an old, frail woman. She should be by herself.
And she smells like an old lady.
You old bag of bones. Let's see. Angela, good answer. She said Rachel Ray. You have a professional cook in your house? Oh, my God.
Yeah, but she yaks a lot.
Just wear headphones.
Shut up.
Shut up, Rachel. What about Gordon Ramsay? That'd be pretty dope.
Yeah, I'd be intimidating. I'd feel like I'm...
But it's fine.
As long as I'm not cooking.
Yeah, no, I'll let him do all the cooking. That's actually... Right. I think that's smart. Because if I have to eat one more bowl of ramen noodles, I'm going to lose my mind. All right? So if I could have Rachel Ray... Or what's that one hot chef that's got the nice rack? She's always wearing low-cut shirts on her cooking show. Hold on, let me see.
What are you watching, Telemundo?
Hot Chef. There we go. Hold on, I'm going to find out who it is. No, not that one. That's a guy with his shirt off. I don't want that. I mean, it's not bad, but...
Oh, Sally Jesse Raphael. That's there you go.
Hot female chef.
Oh, boy. The results you're going to get.
Giada De Laurentiis, I think is her name.
Huh.
Look her up after we take this break. Look her up because, yeah, like that'd be having a hot chef in there making you great food. Fantastic. Brilliant idea. Brilliant idea.
Not a bad idea.
No. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. If you could be stuck indoors with one celebrity for quarantine, who would you pick? More when we come back.
I got the best one. I just thought of it, and I'll give it to you next break.
Save it. Save it, all right?
Rock 1X presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Good morning, 7:58. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Yo, what's up?
WIRX and WIRX.com, on the air, online.
This
check
is
it
a
out.
Story about two dumb guys.
Who started making trouble. That's all I can remember. Started making trouble in my neighborhood. Anyway, your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. If you could be stuck in quarantine with one celebrity, who would you pick? We've had some celebrity chefs. We've had some movie stars. Jeremy said Morgan Freeman. You know why I like that? Because I'd have him I'd have him just narrate thing, everything I do. Well, Brock,
we're sitting in quarantine. And
Brock went to the kitchen. He grabbed a soda out of the refrigerator. He sat down and had a drink.
Oh,
my friend Brock.
Look at the old carpet. How it goes there. It have lays him, down on the ground.
Have him narrate Kiki and I's sex tape. It'd be great. It'd be hilarious. let's see. Brian Reed said Kate Upton because she calls me. No, she doesn't, Brian.
That hurts.
Brian. Let's see. Elijah said The Rock. That'd be kind of fun. Dwayne Johnson. You know, he'd get you in shape, that's for sure.
You know what? The guy should be president. I'm telling you, the guy is great. He is fantastic. And he's smart. He's motivated. It's just everything about that guy is just like, all right.
Yeah.
All right. He can't even be jealous. He's like God.
I still always like your take on having Dwayne Johnson as president. I think he'd be great as president.
I think so, too.
Let's see. Katie said Dave Grohl. He'd be pretty fun to party with. I think that'd be good. You could have some fun. Let's see. Robert said Jennifer Aniston. That would be all right. I think that'd be okay.
She never ages.
No.
She's going to be like 95 and just smoking hot.
Brian said Trent Reznor. You know, a magician. Jeez.
Hey, that's even better.
Actually,
I think.
Magician's not a bad idea. I don't know.
What about Copperfield?
Copperfield
man.
In there. He'd just constantly be entertained. That'd be pretty sweet. But a musician, going back like Dave Grohl or Trent Reznor, that'd be kind of cool to have someone. You know, you could play music. He could play music for you all the time. I don't know if that'd get old. Probably not. Yeah, you know,
you get too much of that around the bonfire.
just smash the guitar.
Don't you know any other damn tune?
Yeah, sure you do. Play me that haunting air you played me this morning. let's see.
Mine's the greatest. Mine's the greatest.
Hold on. I got a couple more. We'll get to you. You think yours is the greatest.
Mine's the greatest.
Let's see. Brandon said Kate Beckinsale. Amen to that, brother. God, she's a babe.
Yeah.
Sherry said Snoop D-O-double-G. He would have a good weed. That'd be pretty cool.
You couldn't even see him, though. The whole place is
Snoop,
just Snoop,
where are you? Snoop, I've lost you. He's like, I'm right over Hizzle. Anyway, let's end on yours. You said yours is the best ever.
It's the best. It's the greatest. And I thought of it right at the end of last break. The genie from Aladdin. Because you know what? You get three wishes. It's Robin Williams. You get entertainment in that way. Just period. And, you know, you can use your three wishes to get rid of the quarantine. And you can use two other ones to get whatever you want.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, you can go ahead and hang out. What was yours? Aaron Rodgers?
Yes. If I had a genie, I would just wish for three Aaron Rodgers. That's all I'd do.
Oh, God.
I'll take Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers. It'd be great.
What if all three of them didn't really like you?
But Aaron Rodgers and I would be the best friends.
Would you?
We would be.
What if you met and he looked at me and he's just like, yeah, I just don't
You've
like
said that. A lot of hurtful things since I've known you. That's the worst thing you've ever
what
said
if he,
to me.
What if he looked, he was like, it's something about your face. I just want to punch
How dare
it.
You? He would love my face. He'd see my mustache. He'd be like, you and I are best friends, Brock. That's what he would say. And then we would spend quarantine throwing the football back and forth to each other, and it would be glorious.
Right. You're in REM sleep.
You can take that genie's lamp and shove it where the sun don't shine.